Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to our Elohim, to Yahweh Shai, to our earthly mother, the comforter, wisdom, and all big ups and great praise to our nation, to the regathering of the scattered. It is our time to shine, Israel. It's our time to shine. So this week has been trying, at least for certain things, in as much as the world has fallen into great darkness. They have come to some crossroad to where they're wanting to help themselves without the spirit of truth. Because as we're walking in our spirit and in truth, this has the Gentile nations shook. See, a while back, we had stopped taming them. We began a journey that they couldn't come on at the time, because this journey that we were embarking on was a journey of remembrance for ourselves. This was our time to shine, not shine to the Gentiles at that moment, but shine to our Father, for our Father to see that we were willing to be approved by Him. See, we went through the trenches, we dug in deep, we studied, we learned, we tried to help other people, we tried to tell other people, our family, the Gentiles, the nations, we tried to explain to them who we are, who we were and who we are. We explained to them that, hey, our curses are ending. You might want to acknowledge this so that you understand what's coming upon the earth. They didn't want to. Nobody did. And the few of us that stuck it out and didn't get upset at the Gentiles to where we were, calling them names and being vexed because they wouldn't believe us, those of us that carried on, we've made it through. It's like coming through the fog. And right now, you got the governments out here trying to act like they can fix their problems when they can't. They're out here trying to persuade the people to believe in them. But the whole concept is they don't have any spirit of truth. This is the bottom line. We've got spirit that we have had and have today, was our spirit that was given to us. And some Gentiles will come on these and listen to us, and they say, well, you know what? You got to love Jesus, and you're going off because you ain't doing, you're not saying that you love Jesus, and, you got to say Jesus. Listen, for me, I'm going to say me. For me, I love Yahweh Shai, literally. I love Yahweh Shai. I love the fact that He came for His people. I love the fact that He was all about us. Even to the end, even when we were not about Him, He was all about us. And by no stretch of the imagination do I take that as a minor thing. But Yahweh Shai, Yeshua, Joshua, told us to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So what have we been doing? We've been going around seeking the truth. We wanted to know the truth. The whole point of our awakening was, hey, what is the truth? We asked the question. The question was asked by us. We said, why are we doing this thing? Why are they doing this thing? Why can't we do what we need to do? Why are we always the ones that are in this situation? Why can't I get ahead? Why can't we seem to not get ourselves together? See, when you ask the question, then the question turns to an answer when you're walking in spirit and truth. And today they're perplexed, as it was written, they're going to be astonished, they're going to be perplexed at how of our salvation, of why it is that we even are gaining while they're not. And, you know, hey, this isn't for everybody. And, yeah, Gentiles, you're going to have to cleave. And cleaving doesn't mean that you're going to have to come over here and, you know, clean my boots and, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and you got to be at the bottom and I'm going to keep you down and I'm going to call you out your name and I'm going to rape your women. I'm going to do this to you to keep you at the bottom. That's not what we don't got time for that between you and the Father. This is not about us having to now deal with your issue, your emotional issue based on what we know. And it's very interesting because we, you know, when we were in the infancy of our walk, we were learning and, you know, precept upon precept, going in the Book of Mormon, going into the Pearls of Wisdom, we're going into Nag, we're going into the Apocrypha, we're going into Jesh, we're going into Seal Porsche, all these books. All they wanted to do was tell us that we're going off. You need to stick with this one book. And we kept asking the question, why? And where does it say that? See, we keep asking questions. Excuse me. We keep asking questions, and they kept pushing it off. You know, scoff. Nah, we ain't worried about that. You just need to deal with what we talk about. You need to listen to this commentary. You're perversing the word. Okay? And we were like, listen, this is in our spirit. We are telling you that this is who we are in our spirit. And no Gentile, no person, no being on this earth will move us from that. Like you're not, Gentiles, you're not going to come to us at this stage in the game and say, well, you need to listen to me. Listen, your world is in dire straits under your rule. You kept us at the bottom. We didn't get the opportunity to rule nothing during your rule. You made sure of that. And now here at the end, when your world, you're under your rule, is coming to an end, you're trying to act like it's, oh, look, can we all get along? Listen, sure, we can all get along, but we're not going to all get along your way. You need to get along our way. This is not us hating you like you hated us. We're not going to create isms and factions and secret combinations and you know, we're not going to redline you. We're not going to lie about your, you know, who you are. We don't care about that. What we're working with today is truth. We wanted to know the truth of who we are because you guys never told us. And we don't care if you tell us now. It is too late for you to come on board and be like, listen, I told you, you know, I'm telling you now that, listen, it doesn't matter what you say. It's not about, you know, it's funny because they talking about red heifers. And I kept thinking, what the hell does a red heifer have to do with A, the Gentiles' repenting for their father's sins, and B, our redemption? What does it have to do with it? And, you know, Father, and I'm going to read it. The Father said, go to Numbers 19 and check it out. And I did. And it has nothing to do with any type of prophecy about Israel. It has nothing to do with it. And and I should say about the Israelis. It has nothing to do with it. Like, the Israelis are so busy trying to murder and then try to fit themselves into the scheme of salvation that it's ridiculous. Like, they're so far off. And, you know, we're standing in such great boldness that we're just speaking. We're just talking now. You know, Sister Pat is just on fire. She's out there she blowing the trumpet herself. Brother Judah is out here just banging drums. You know, Brother Levi is out here just hammering chimes, hammering them chimes on you. And you guys want to get mad at us because, why? Because we're doing what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved. We're supposed to go precept upon precept. That's not in the 66, only precept upon precept in the 66. No, that's not how it works. It's all over. Knowledge will increase. The books will be open. And you all hid, your people hid the books so that they would not be open. But what you didn't count on was our spirit of truth. Now, let me get that real quick. John 16:13-24. Howbeit, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. This is what we're getting. We're getting downloads of things to come. We're the only people on the face of the earth that's foreshadowing, that's explaining things, that's making sense, as bringing logic and reason to current events. If it's left up to a Gentile and or a heathen or and a nation people, the rulers of this earth, if it's left up to them, they would say everything's fine. You would listen to Biden's silly ass speech talking and be like, oh man, he said he can do this, he said he can do that. Listen, if he said it, why ain't he do it? You guys, Gentiles, have been running around the earth talking shit. That's all. Not one thing have you done proper. Your history is improper. Your education is improper. Matter of fact, you all have run around the earth miseducating, misedifying the world. And it only makes sense that at the end he had to raise up his people who you all have put down, kept down, I should say, well, I mean, put us down too, but kept us down. The Father had to raise us up in boldness so that when we talk, we're talking confidently. And this whole thing has come to a head. Why? Now you guys are upset. Why are you upset? I'm going to tell you why. But I'm going to ask the question again. Why are the Gentiles upset? They are upset because the moment we said, we don't believe in your Jesus, matter of fact, your Jesus is a lesser God than our Elohim, you all went into a frenzy. You all lost your minds. You all said, you know, you guys are racist, knowing that there's by no stretch of the imagination the people that you call Negroes, the people that you call African American, the people that you call Black are racist. We have no power to do that. We're not in the collective to do that. We don't rule. The only people that could be racist are the people that rule. And the Gentiles be like, no, that's not true. Listen, sure, we can be prejudiced. Sure, we can prejudge. Sure, our forefathers was probably racist, if that's what you call it, but they were probably prejudgy a lot. They were like, nah, I ain't messing with you all. And rightfully so, because look at what you all have done. You guys have not done anything proper. You still got these degenerate white people out here who want to act like if it wasn't for them, white people, bringing us into America or anywhere else in the world, we would be nothing. You still today got that concept going, that degenerate thought of concept, but then at the same time, you want to act like you all are righteous whilst your world is on fire. That's why the man in the moon is looking down. He ain't looking down at us. He's looking down at you all in disgust, not happy with how your rule, how you have governed. See, government is given by the Father, the Elohim. It's his rule. So he gave you all the opportunity to rule, as he's given every son of Noah the opportunity to rule. And you all have shitted on your rule the entire time. You guys have lied, cheated, and stole. And listen, I'm not even tripping on your history no more, because it is what it is. Right now, what my focus is on is the great glory and the joy that's coming to me and my people. The great comfort and peace that's coming to me and my people. The great remembrance that has come to me and my people. The ability to say, I don't want to deal with these Gentile ways anymore. You know, surely I got to deal in and around Gentiles, but I don't have to be part of the Gentiles. That's like a friend of mine that I grew up with. He's all about the politics. And I'm like, listen, dude, I'm in it, but not of it. Oh, well, you can't be in it and not of it if you still paying taxes. Listen, I'm giving to Caesar what's his, but I'm giving to my Father first. And you know, since I've been doing that, everything has been great. That's a testimony. All praises to my Father, to our Father, to our Elohim. And thank you, Yahawashi, for bringing the spirit of truth to us, for maintaining it, for keeping it alive. Because without him doing what he did, we would not at this point have the spirit of truth. That's the key. We're seeking our Elohim in spirit and in truth. We're reading the Bible and we're putting things in context, the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth, the compilation of stolen scriptures of Roman by Rome. We're taking our scriptures back. And the moment that we, and listen, all of it is ours, every bit of it. And I know some brothers is on, you know, from the OASPI to the Book of Life to, you know, the Sealed Portion, the Mormons, the 66, to the Apocrypha of the Net. All of it is ours. Why? Because we were the only people that were given the what? Spirit of truth. Why is that important? Because if you're not dealing in the spirit of truth, then you're dealing in the spirit of lies. And if we take a look on the big picture and look at the idolatry and look at the demonology that Gentiles have brought forth, we can see that they have never dealt with the spirit of truth. Let me see something if I can get this. Because this is, I mean, come on, guys. We're not against you. We're not your enemy. Your enemy is your own people. We're not your enemy. Matter of fact, you can either be with us or you be an enemy to our Elohim. And we already know that judgment is here, so you make the decision. We're not telling you need to cleave to us or else. No, you either do or you do not. That's your choice. That's your free will to do. We ain't got, what the hell, who are we to tell you what to do? Like, we are not here to impose. We're not running around the world. We're not running around the world with a sword in one hand and scriptures in the other, forcing you, Gentiles, to believe what we believe. That's not what we're doing. And that's got you vexed because you already understand in your heart, because you guys do have a heart to see, you guys know that in your heart, you all have done wrong. Because, and why is that? Why can I say that emphatically? Because as we begin to remember ourselves in our lands of captivity, you all do too. And when we, when we're alone, and we're, it used to be when we're alone, we were all antsy. We had problems. We couldn't really figure things out. We had to go do something. We had all this energy that, and we didn't know how to handle it. But now when we're alone, now we're studying to show ourselves approved. Now we're reading the word. Now we're looking at history books. Now we're able to see. Now our eyes are open. Same with you all, Gentiles. So now, when you're alone, you're vexed. Why? Because you're like, well, damn, I can't believe our people did that. Why do they do that to us? What is this about? How can we fix this? Listen, you can't fix it other than repenting. I know that's not what you all want to hear. And listen, we had to repent too. We had to repent for our forefathers. Listen, the Herodians and those Jewish people who were the rulers of Judea during Yahawashah's turn or time, they were not our people. They were and that's history. They were Herodians. Herod and his lineage were Edomites. So they wanted to get rid of our Christ, our Messiah, our Yahawashah, our Savior, because they understood the ramifications of what he was coming to do. And they didn't want that because they wanted to rule at all cost. And now today they rule. And they're talking about a red heifer. Well, a red heifer. Okay, so you're going to go and you're going to slice and cut and kill an animal for your sins? I thought Yahawashi came and did away with the animal sacrifices. So first off, that's foolishness. And it's just, it typifies who these people are. Because even in their vanity and their vain imagination, they want to kill. They still want to murder. Why do they want to murder an innocent cow? We're not talking about murdering anybody. We're talking about bringing joy to the world. We're talking about bringing peace to the world. We're talking about bringing love to the world under the auspice, the governance of our Father. And you all got problems with that because your deity that you guys have been running around killing and murdering people with, okay, just like the Jewish people are murdering people for their little God, their lesser God. The Gentiles are doing it too for their lesser God because they worship a white Jesus. Now, time out. Let's just take a look at the Russian icons right quick. Why is that important? Because the Russian icons were pre your Renaissance. So when you all had your Renaissance, then you chose to rewrite and repaint and create this fictitious deity. But prior to that, everybody knew that the people were dark, were Negro, were black, if you will. So, and it's quite interesting because I'm going to digress real quick and go another way. But it's interesting because today I was like, what? Because the Indians, okay, the people that they call Indians, I was like, what is going on? Why is it that they look like they do? And the spirit told me, look up the Philippines colonization. Oh. Let me get this up real quick because I'm going to jump into that. And then Philippine, and we ain't going to stick on this, but Philippine colonization by Spain, who also was colonizing Mexico and the Americas, okay? So look at the, watch these dates. Spain established its first permanent settlement in the Philippines in 1565. Spanish colonial control of the Philippines continued until 1898. So that time period, you don't think that Spain was bringing these people from the Philippines over here and saying that these people are the light-skinned Philippines, that these people are indigenous? So when we're talking about Siberians, it's everybody. It's all the Asians. And yes, some of the brothers, some of the Asians are our brothers, okay? As a matter of fact, everybody on this face of the earth are brothers and sisters. But the mindset of some of these people make them bastards, okay? The mindset, the Gentile mindset makes them bastards. And people, oh, well, you calling me names. Yeah, I am, no doubt. Because you're, the way that you talk and the way that you act show who you are. Now, that's not to say that today there are some that are acting and talking properly. But that don't mean squat in the big scheme of things. They're just a part. The stranger is the stranger is a part of Israel. They are not Israel. They are part of Israel. The mixed multitude was a part of Israel. They weren't Israel. They weren't the blood Israel. They were strangers. They were mixed multitudes. They came in because they respected, they loved the Elohim of the Israelites. And they decided that they wanted to be part of that. And they were welcomed open-heartedly, open arms, welcomed. And everybody was good. But there was a demon seed in the midst. There was a demon seed in the midst. And they became the progenitor of the Gentile mindset. These demons, lesser deities. See, we're not dealing with, we're not over here dealing with idolatry. It reminds me of, and I was talking to Brother Yaakov today, it reminds me of, like we're at this point now of shunning these deities like Abraham did his father. We're now going, what has white Jesus did for done for us? He doesn't eat. He doesn't help us. He hasn't done anything but give you the power to murder us. Why would we care or even entertain him? Then we break it even further down and we go, well, why would we listen to your breakdown of him if that's what you all have used him for? We'll deal with our Elohim over here and our Elohai, our Ancient of Days. We'll deal with our deity, the supreme deity, whether you like it or not. Has nothing to do with you. This is about us. This is the conniption. You guys need us more than we need you. We're not out here trying to beat you in the head to say you need to do this. No, matter of fact, we're just letting you do your thing. We're just letting you do your thing because that's your business and the Father's business. That's y'all's business. That's got nothing to do with us. We're not sticking our noses in that. Those brothers and sisters that are still in the church, that's sticking their nose in the Father's business and the Gentiles' business, that's their business too. So matter of fact, those brothers and sisters that are in the church are strangers to the Gentiles. But they want to be part of the Gentiles. So be part of them. Who cares? That's your business. That's your free will. But listen, don't come talking madness to us because we are done with that. Your breakdowns, are comical at this point. I can't even believe it tells you how deep we were in our sorrow and our suffering that we believed the foolishness and the folly that you guys have brought forth by your commentary, by your illiterate thinking of our scriptures. So your history has been, right now, your history is being exposed, and there's going to be more on the horizon. There's much more on the horizon, much, much more. You guys, the Gentiles, have this guy named Albert Pike. I remember when I first got into this walk, about 12 years ago, I think I was still in Baton Rouge. I was really into Zachariah Sitchin's books, and I got into Albert Pike and was listening, and I was like, "What? These people are crazy. Why are they?" But this is their logic. Let me see if I can get this real quick. Let's see. This is the epitome of Gentile logic. This is why we're done with that. This is what Albert Pike, who is your 33rd, gazillion third Mason, fake Mason, hierarchy, and every one of your secret societies and your governments worship this man because you guys love idolatry, so you worship this man. Well, I don't worship him. Doesn't matter. Your leaders worship this man. Okay? So this is what it says. This is what he was saying. These are his quotes. What we do for ourselves dies with us. What we do for others and the world remains and is immortal. You see what I'm saying? So they run around talking about, hey, we're going to do this thing and it's going to be forever. This is their mindset. And then he goes on. He says, we must pass through the darkness to reach the light. Well, how are you going to reach the light if you have blew out the light, if you have snuffed the light out, if all of your purpose through your rule was to destroy the light, what light are you looking for? You are in darkness. That which causes us trial shall yield us triumph. And that which makes our heart ache shall fill us with gladness. The only true happiness is to learn, to advance, and to improve, which could not happen unless we had commenced with error, ignorance, and imperfection. We must pass through the darkness to reach the light. See what I'm saying? Less glory is more liberty when the drum is silent. Reason sometimes speaks. Okay. Let us drink together, fellows, as we did in days of yore, and still enjoy the golden hours that fortune has in store. The absent friends remembered be in all that sung or sad, and love immortal consecrate the memory of the dead. So all they do is run around, all they have done, and this is Albert Pike, 1800s, so this was their empire building, their colonization. This is when they felt their supremacy, when they felt that they were gods. Okay? So the Gentile mindset is one of them believing they are immortal, that they never die, which, let me find where I put it. Here we go. First Enoch chapter 102. In those days when he had brought a grievous fire upon you, whither will ye flee, and where will you find deliverance? And when he launches forth his word against you, will you not be affrighted and fear? And you're going to find out who he's talking about. And all the luminaries shall be affrighted with great fear, and all the earth shall be affrighted and tremble and be alarmed. And all the angels shall execute their commands and shall seek to hide themselves from the presence of the great glory. And the children of the earth shall tremble and quake. And ye sinners shall be cursed forever, and ye shall have no peace. Fear ye not, ye souls of the righteous, and be hopeful, ye that have died in righteousness. And grieve not in your soul, into Sheol has descended into grief. And that in your life your body fared not according to your goodness, but wait for the day of the judgment of sinners, and for the day of cursing and chastisement. See? And yet when ye die, the sinners speak over you, as we die, so die the righteous. And what benefit do they reap for their deeds? See, this is what we've been saying this, and they've been killing us, talking about, yeah, you know, as we die, everybody die. Well, who's righteous? This is what they say. This is what they've been doing. I can't breathe. They make mockery of it. This is all about mocking the righteous. Behold, even as we, so do they die. Behold, even as we, so do they die in grief and darkness. And what have they more than we? From henceforth, we are equal. And what will they receive, and what will they see forever? Behold, they too have died, and henceforth from ever, forever shall they see no light. We're talking about the sinners. I tell you, ye sinners, ye are content to eat and drink and rob and sin and strip men naked and acquire wealth and see good days. Have ye seen the righteous, how their end falls out, that no manner of violence is found in them till their death? Nevertheless, they perish and became as though they had not been, and their spirits descended into Sheol in tribulation. So we are all equal in death, but it's going to be based on your works, Gentiles, your works. This is why Israel, we just need to hold on. We'll get back to that later. All we need to do is hold on. That's it. We just need to hold on. We just need to keep moving forward and hold on, because the earth will shake. There will be trembling. But we just need to hold on. Now let's get this numbers. Let me get this red heifer out the way madness, this madness of the red heifer. So, yeah, let me just read this. This is Numbers 19. This is going to put an end to it. And what I'm doing is I'm manifesting, because we need to put this in the airwaves so people understand. This is the airwaves. This is the manifestation of the truth, because they are coming out all over social media with, oh, a red heifer. We got these red heifers. The red heifers, they're going to build the temple. Listen, you can't build the temple because you're unclean. Gentiles, and a Gentile is the Jewish people. They're not the, you know, so funny. I was reading this, I was on Facebook, and this friend, she's a Jewish friend from years ago, she put on there all the history of the Jews, and they were like, oh, this was not Palestine, this was always the Jews' land, the Jewish people's land. And I wanted to say something, but the spirit said, nope, leave it be. Because I thought that the Israelites were not supposed to be in a land until the end. Like, they're not even supposed to have a sniff of land. And somehow let alone know the history of themselves and all. It's amazing to watch them try to, excuse me, it's amazing to watch the heathens, and because the heathens, to me, I'm just going to differentiate here, quick sec. The heathen, to me, are all those that are still murdering today, and those are those people. The Gentiles are those that seemingly want to know but don't want to know. So you got this dichotomous conniptions, this confunction between these people who are ruling the world right now. And we're not even in the middle. We used to be in the middle. They used to put us in the middle, make us make a choice. And now we're like, nah, we walked away. And now it's just them two arguing amongst themselves, looking dumb. And again, those Gentiles that show up and listen and want to be down, want to be part, so be it. Come on. Study to show yourself approved. Recognize, accept acknowledge, repent. Come on. We good? We're not tripping. There's more. There's going to be more than enough for the two-thirds that are left. See, because, you know, so the third, two-thirds of the earth is going to be gone. So you can just factor that as Gentile, heathen, and Israel. So those, that's two-thirds. But there's still, you know, three-thirds, you know, there's still a third out there on each side. So you got two-thirds. So the group that's left, the remnant, the last beings that's left is what it is. They're all welcome into the kingdom. And listen, I'm just saying what I believe. The Father has the ultimate say. But what I do know is you're going to have to work to get there. You ain't going to just slide by. You're not going to push your way to the front of the line. You're not going to walk in talking about, hey, I got this pass. I got this pass. No, you ain't getting no pass. You're going to have to work. And it's best that you start now. You don't get the same amount of time that we got to study to show ourselves approved. You all, matter of fact, had more time. You guys had over 3.5 days already. Damn near 3.5 days to get it right. So now here at the half a day that we're coming into for our redemption, don't come stepping up acting like you know what we need to do. You need to sit back and follow. You know, is it a coincidence that all these brothers and sisters is talking about who they are? Is that a coincidence? I know that you've been taught that, oh, well, you know, Israel's done away with. Who says that? Who said that? Your church said that. Your church is the Antichrist. They have done things Antichrist-like their entire existence. Matter of fact, that is what they were built for, to be Antichrist, to go against the people, to go against Yahweh Shai, to go against the Father. To, matter of fact, to steal, take away, to destroy the spirit of truth. So, you know, here in, you know, 3/13/2024, we ain't worrying about what y'all saying. Y'all need to concern yourselves with what we're saying. We ain't got time to be listening to y'all coming up in the comments talking about pontificating, you know, 12 pages long in the comments talking about you're going off, you don't know what you, and it's funny, listen, we don't go to your stations, your channels, your pages, whatever. We don't even deal with you, let alone try to entertain anything you're saying. And I know that vexes you. You tell your pastors, these people who y'all praise and put on a pedestal, to turn the comments on. Maybe you people will learn a little bit more. But y'all got the comments off. Y'all trying to hide shit. Y'all don't want to talk about nothing. Y'all want to give half-truths, talking about y'all got truth. Listen, half a truth is no truth. It's a lie. So there is no spirit of truth coming from Christianity. There is no spirit of truth coming from Islam. There is no spirit of truth coming from Judaism, Zionism. There is no spirit of truth coming from Buddha, nor Hindu, nor Vishnu, nor Krishna. Not the only people on the face of the earth that got the spirit of truth is Israel, true Israel, the Israelites, those of the promise. That's it. And the only way that the Gentiles, the other nations, the Goyim, can be part of the spirit of truth is to work at it. It doesn't come to you like that. It just doesn't. That's your 66. I mean, we can go into other books and explain it. Matter of fact, we have gone into other books and explain this fact, these truths. And we're not doing that now. Now we're just sitting back going, hey, you see what they're doing? That coincides with what this word says. Matter of fact, everything that they are, that the nations are doing right now lines up with biblical prophecy of true Israel. That's why this red heifer thing is so whack. All right, let me read this real quick. Get on with it. This is Numbers 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord had commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. Never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar, the priest. So a specific priest was supposed to get this, okay? That he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar, the priest, shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh, and her blood with her dung shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Okay? Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until even. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for a statue forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever touches the dead body of any man that is dead and purify not himself defileth the tabernacle of the Elohim. And that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanliness is yet upon him. This is the law when a man dieth in a tent. All that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever touches one that is slain with a sword in the open field, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. Let me just back up a second. That's the Gentiles. They're unclean. Who goes around digging in the ground, messing with the corpses of the dead? The Gentiles. They run around and they open up sarcophaguses to steal, they grave rob. This is them. They're unclean. And if you imagine the amount of the 7 days times seven, 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 we're back in the Jubilees. 7 days. And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it upon the tent and upon all the vessels and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. So they were supposed to be cleansed, these people, okay? But the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he had defiled the sanctuary of the Elohim. The water of separation hath not sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until even. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until even. Pause. Because that's it. That's 22. Pause. Why am I pausing? Because, damn it, I don't hear nothing about no red heifer doing no temple. This is what I'm saying. This is the madness of the heathen and the Gentiles. They take things, twist it, and come up with their own key narratives and feed that to their people. And we're the ones here saying, hey, that's not true, because we're working in spirit and truth. We are working in spirit and truth. I'm going to say it again. We are working in spirit and truth. These guys are making shit up. Oh, wow. You know, it's a red heifer. That means he's going to build the temple. The temple gets built because of that. No, the red heifer was to be a cleansing. Matter of fact, the red heifer was given for Moses and Aaron. So wait, last I looked, there's no Moses or Aaron over in Israeli land. In Disney Israeli land. In LGBT Disney Israeli land, there's no Moses and Aaron. So what does this have to do with them building anything when Yahweh Shah has already told us in spirit and truth that the temple's in us? He's already built it. He's been building it. It's us, brick by brick, work by work, to understand that the temple is us. This is why the Gentiles and the heathens got problems today, because the temple is being built. It's already being built. I mean, you can't even, like the overview of wisdom is not shielding the heathen and the Gentile. They're outside of wisdom right now. Matter of fact, they had wisdom in captivity and misused it. So now when wisdom comes back to us, spirit and truth, they can't get in. And when they come in, they want to tell us what we need to do. They want, oh, well, you know, you guys are off. You guys need to stop talking, you know, English. You need to say Jesus. You don't need to say Yahweh Shai. You don't, listen, that's so late. Back up. Back up. You don't get in with that. You don't get to come in talking that. And then you get those same Gentiles, or not the same ones, but some other Gentiles coming and talking, yo, Yahweh Shai, Yeshua, I believe it. But, you know, we also get to be part of this. Well, we never said you didn't, but there's an order to it. There's a hierarchy to it. We already know the handmaids and manservants, you will be. And to be honest, when you recognize the plight and the fate of the Gentile nations, that's going to be a fantastic place to be for you. Because I understand the dilemma of the Gentiles. I understand it. They have a problem trying to figure out their place. And they think because their world has been wretched and wicked, because the world was given into the hand of the wicked, they don't understand nor recognize or can see what a righteous world can be. And that's the conniption. That's the conundrum. That's the confusion of their world right now. They're talking, trying to be righteous. You know, Biden, get up there, listen, we'll do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm gonna make sure of this. But Biden, Gentiles, we know that you lie. You do lie. Not once have you told the truth. Not once. No, not one time. So at this stage in the game, Gentiles and heathens,
You all are not to be trusted. This is, and sadly enough, that's y'all's making. They ain't got nothing to do with us. You all have done every treaty that you made with our people for this land. You guys broke. Every one of them. Every, like, damn. How many treaties did the U, how, oh my gosh. Just wears me out because it's like, you guys need to stop trying to come against us and start dealing with your people. How many treaties did the U.S. break with our people? They say Native tribes. How many treaties did the U.S. break with the 10 tribes that were already here in the Americas? Of the nearly 370 treaties negotiated between the U.S. and tribal leaders, Stacker has compiled a list of 15 broken treaties negotiated between 1777 and 1868 using new that's not true. Why did the U.S. stop making treaties with the Native tribes? Because they broke them all. Because they ceased to recognize them. Because they took the land already. Yeah, you know, see, and this is funny because AI has already gone through, and this is what I'm saying, in spirit and truth. They didn't, you know, they, you know that they have, what's it called? How to, see, that's, you know that they're lying. You know they have their AI going in and expunging all of the truth. This is what they have done. And we know this in spirit and truth because we can see. We see you, Gentiles. We see you, nations. You guys are not slick. You're not hiding nothing. There's no hiding here. Everything. Pluto in Aquarius has gotten everybody moving. And that movement has shown you, like you guys have had to move off of your lie. Off of the chair that's holding down the law. Now we get to see the law. We get to see your lies. We see you. Where'd it go? And then I'm gonna get off of this. But this is what I'm saying. Like these, let me go back real quick. The U.S. federal government entered into more than 500 treaties with Indian nations from 1778 to 1871, and every one of them was broken, changed, or nullified. See, that's the truth, but you got to dig. We can dig, and that's the thing. We have learned how to dig, how to find the truth. We're not up here believing anything you say because everything you say has been a lie. That's why it's amazing for me to see people still trying to vote. Still wanting to be complicit in this madness. And it's like, why would I need to be complicit? I don't want no blood on my hands. It's still, if this was a righteous world, why are there wars? Gentiles, if you're listening, I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going to move on from it. Is your world fair? Is it fair? Is it fair? So the red heifer thing is out the way because that's just ignorance. So this is, we're going to move on and keep it moving. This is 3rd Nephi 18 and 19. I think it is. Why does that look strange? I think it is. He says, he knows and communicates with his sheep, and they hear his voice. The Yahweh Shai teaches us to pray and covenants that answers will be forthcoming. Therefore, ye must always pray unto the Father in my name, he declares. Okay? John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. See, this is what we're saying. We've been working in spirit and truth to find out the truth, to know the truth. This is all about the truth. I don't even know why people are mad, because all we're trying to do is find out the truth. And I understand that once we understand the totality of the truth, then it just destroys the whole narrative of Western civilization and Eastern. Japhetic and Hamite civilization. It destroys it, because then it tells who they took their knowledge, who they got their knowledge from. You mean tell me all of a sudden Greece got all the knowledge? The Father didn't work with Greece to give them any knowledge. They were murdering our people as well. Rome certainly didn't get the knowledge. They took the knowledge and made it, and it's fitting. Why is it fitting? Our information and knowledge is called spirituality. Theirs is called mythology. Let me find that real quick. Just quick definition. Myth, a traditional story, especially one concerning the early history of a people or explaining some natural or social phenomena, and typically involving supernatural beings or events. That's the BS. That's the BS of the Gentiles. But the truth is, so that was the definition. That was the first definition. The second definition is the true definition, a widely held but false belief or idea. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. These people aren't even slick anymore. Like, we are all over them. All over them. And again, we ain't mad at you, Gentiles. Y'all just got to, if you're going to come with us, come with us. If you're not, be out, be gone, be on your way. We ain't worrying about you. This whole conversation that I'm having right now is truly for the airwaves and truly for Israel, those that understand spirit and truth, because we have to be able to continue to feng shui ourselves from you. It's like a stench that has been on our bodies for so long that we are trying to put cologne on it. We're trying to cleanse ourselves. Shoot, if anybody needs this red heifer, it's us. We've had the stench and the wretchedness and the uncleanliness of the Gentiles on us for eons. Eons. I mean, what the hell does the Gentiles need? They unclean from the get-go. You think that the Jewish people are clean enough to do this ritual? You think their hands are clean? You think the Gentiles' hands are clean to do any ritual of cleanliness? I mean, come on. This thing ain't even difficult. It's not even difficult. And, you know, I feel for you, Gentiles, to be honest with you. I feel for you, because at the end of the day, you guys are just foolish. You guys have been duped. You guys have been hoodwinked, run amok, bamboozled. You guys have been lied to in the worst way, because you guys have been lied to believe that you all are supreme. When that heat get to you, you ain't supreme. When that cold get to you, you ain't supreme. When that spirit get to you, you ain't supreme. Somehow, you guys had to make us feel like we were inferior so that we can give our energy and praises to you and forgiveness to you, for you to feel good about yourself. We don't care anymore. We're not out here to make you feel good about yourself. That's your history. Your history is we're gonna colonize the world and Israel within it, and we're going to keep them at a level that they can only make us, for them to come up in our society, they have to figure out ways of making us feel good about ourselves. You know, I mean, I'll be honest, a lot of them look the same. I ain't going to get all deep into that, but it's like, you guys all look the same. You want to say we look the same? Nah, bro. I mean, we look different. We are different looking from the Ethiopian than the Hamite, from the Kenyan. You know, we are different. We all are unique. We make unique, different people. The Gentiles, it's like a clone. It's very interesting when you see, like, oh, okay, they all, as a matter of fact, they all want to look like a celebrity. We don't want to look like no, and all our celebrities want to look like them. They all, you know, Beyonce, whiter than the whitest white woman, and then want us to feel some sort of way about her. Oh, Nick, go sit down, Beyonce. And take your big lip fella, nappy-headed Negro friend, husband with you. Because he's a dumbass. I mean, you know, all the rituals that these people have done, they got us thinking that we have to care about that. No, that's why we are done with all of the shenanigans. Oh, that was the other thing. Thank you, Father. We are done with the shenanigans of the Gentiles. So, and it's funny because the other day that is the title, but it came to me. I think I was listening to Sister Pat, and she had said something, and I said, you know, we're so done with these shenanigans. And I said, I need to look up shenanigans. What does shenanigans mean? What does shenanigans mean? Because that's how my mind works. I need to understand the meaning of words, and I can get deeper into the etymology of them. But I try to keep it serviceable of just the definition, because now the definition is coming back to haunt the Gentiles, right? So shenanigans, secret or dishonest activity or maneuvering. You can't make this stuff up. Silly or high-spirited behavior, mischief. Are we not done with this madness of theirs? Their shenanigans, we're done with it. We're done with the Gentile shenanigans. We're done with it. And that is so on point of who they are. And they are not even understanding their own shenanigans. But I digress because I got caught up in it. John 14:16-27. For Israel, this is for our people, for the righteous, for those that are walking in spirit and truth. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At the day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Yahushua, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Yahushua answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me, not keeping not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. This is, okay, Gentiles, I love Jesus, Jesus. He's telling you, it's not him, it's the Father. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. All praises. I mean, that is beautiful. That's talking to Yisrael. Ain't talking to Gentiles. It ain't talking to them. The world is the Gentiles. The Gentiles were ruling. He is not for the Gentile world. And I know Gentiles might feel some sort of way about that, but that's the facts, Jack. That's just the way it is. Well, I need to go and listen to the commentary on that because I don't believe what you're saying. Well, I just read the words. See, therein lies the issue. You guys can't read the word and deduce the spirit from the word in truth. You guys have to go and find some man to worship to get him or her to tell you what it says. We don't need that. We don't care about that. That's not our problem. That's y'all's problem. If you can't discern and rightly divide the word and spirit and truth, you're not on our team. This is the spirit and truth team. This is where we at. You guys are struggling with the reality of the exchange of situation. That's what you're struggling with. You need to read Thomas Jefferson, I Tremble. You need to cogitate on that. You need to sleep on that. You need to read that daily so you can understand what is come upon you before it's too late. Before it's too late. James 5, back to Israel. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers, Israel, who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Elohim of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Elohim. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, which is his people, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Elohim draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Elohim for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Elohim, of Yahawashi, that Yahawashi is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church or the assembly, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh Shai. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Elohim shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. They shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So that's what we're doing, Gentiles. We're trying to help ourselves, inadvertently helping you. We're not out to try to help you and then try to help ourselves. No, no, no. We're helping ourselves, inadvertently helping you. And I know some brethren say that, you know, God, I always talk about the Father. Well, the Father is the deity to worship. He is the deity to worship. Yahweh Shai is to give reverence. We reverence Yahweh Shai. We give great glory because he's the one who allows the spirit of truth to come back to us. He's the one who builds it. He's in us building it. He is us, as it was just stated. We are Yahweh Shai, his people, and those cleaving Gentiles who properly cleave. That's it. That's the game. That's where we are at. That's the times that we're in. Again, do you think it's a coincidence that we are talking about this emphatically, boldly? You think this a game? Gentiles, you think that we just talking just to hear ourselves talk like you all do? We're working in spirit and truth. We don't need your shenanigans. Your shenanigans are over. Deuteronomy 1 and 30. The Elohim who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt, before your eyes and in the wilderness, where you saw how the Elohim carried you as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place. So he is going before us. He's talking about Egypt. Gentiles weren't in Egypt. They were part of the mixed multitude that came out of Egypt. That cleaved to Israel then. Certainly. But he didn't say, I go before you. I'll fight for you, Church of Rome. He never says these things. That's why we read for context. We read for understanding. We read for wisdom. We read for knowledge. We read for spirit and truth. And you all knew that this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. That the moment that you guys allowed us to read in multitude, it was going to be a change. The moment that that's why you guys went ahead and transliterated everything into English, trying to create stumbling blocks for us with this English stammering tongue. With this poor subject-verb agreement that really doesn't even add up, and, It doesn't really add up. And you guys turned around and thought that we would never know. They'll never know. Nope, they'll never know. And yo, lo and behold, we know. That's how you know who we are. That's how you know whose Elohim we serve. That's how you know who Yahweh Shai is to us. You know, we ain't worried about white Jesus who imposes affliction and suffering onto the people by the sword with his little hand gestures and his long, stringy, trifling-looking hair and his fake blue eyes and long beard, his Cesar Borgia ass. We know. Your shenanigans are over. We know. That's why the Father said, and the Father said it, but Yahweh Shai spoke it. Take heed that no man deceive you. And if the elect, if my people scare, if the righteous scarcely get in, so these two concepts of deception and scarcely getting in means that the Gentiles will all the way to the end try to deceive us. Coming on into the comment section, pontificating, rhetoric, trying to get us riled up, trying to tell us what we know and not know, going on TikTok, stealing content from us, because we're trying to tell them the truth, and they want to use the truth and go against the truth, which is going to go against our Creator, which ultimately goes against themselves. They want to take the comments off so that they can pontificate and feel good about themselves and live in their hypocrisy. They want to say, oh, well, the issues are the people. Oh, Israel's always been white because of their history. And we're saying, but, excuse me, one second, please. Say that again. And they're like, oh, well, Israel's always been white. And then we go, well, wait a minute. What about A, B, C, D, and E facts within the spirit of truth, the information and wisdom that we're bringing? What about that? Oh. Crickets. Because no one in 2024, 2012, will stand against the truth. It's out the box. And we're wielding it. We've got our armor on. We got our sword. And we're about to get our shield. Once we get our shield, and that, all of that, armor, sword, shield, all of that is the word. You know, you fools, you foolish Gentiles running around looking for armor, looking for the Holy Grail, looking for armor. I need to find the cup that Jesus drank out of. I need to find that. I need to find the sword that we killed him, the spear that we killed him with. Oh, but we didn't kill him, the Jews killed him. Why are you worshiping a sword? A spear. And again, is your world fair? Is it just? Is it righteous? If the answer to those three questions are yes, yes, and yes, then okay, you're delusional. But if the answer to those questions are no, no, and no, well, then you're on the road to repentance. Not redemption, but repentance. Because you cannot get redemption until you repent, Gentiles. Well, Jesus died on the... No, Jesus was... The Yahweh Shai was murdered. Read the story. He was murdered. Yeah, the Jews had... Yeah. I said that. Yeah, you're right. The Herodians, the Edomite Jews, those Jewish murdered had our king murdered. That's true. But the action, the murdering, was by the hand of the Romans. Here, drink this vinegar. Stab them. Let's cast lots for them. Gentiles, you guys are ass out right now. There's nothing. There's nowhere for you guys to go. Nowhere to run to, and nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run to, and nowhere to hide. Hold on. So we're gonna finish up right quick. Let's finish up with this. What is this? 2 Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto Elohim, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That's the Gentiles. That's what they do. They vain babblings. You know, study to show yourself approved in a workmanlike way. That's what we're doing. That's what we keep talking about. Why? Why do that? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. He's doing that now. He's speaking to us through this stammering English. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. This is what he's done. We've been weary with you Gentiles. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahawashi was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. That's us. I mean, who's done that? I mean, the issues, Jewish people have not been scattered. They've not been gathered. They've not been broken. They've not gone through any of the situations that has occurred to the nation of Israel per scriptural writings, period. You can't use them as a focal point of righteousness. You can't. They're murdering these people over there right now, blowing them up to smithereens. So no, that doesn't work anymore. They are not the people. We are the people. Again, shenanigans, secret or dishonest activity or maneuvering, silly or high-spirited behavior, mischief. The shenanigans of the Gentiles. The shenanigans of the Gentiles are over. We are done with them. We are done. The shenanigans of the Gentiles. But brothers and sisters, just hold on. Just hold on, because our time is now. We got next. We're up. Just hold on. Just hold on, brothers and sisters. Just hold on. And with that, let's just take you out. Shalom. Yeah, Brother Leon. Yeah, I will be your lover.
Yes, Israel. Just hold on. Just hold on. Shalom.